Normally, you'd hear an intro right now, but Mike Tyson wanted to introduce Don Lemon. Mike?
Don Lemon, full of
Mike, what?
And now introducing Don Lemon.
Don Lemon, brought to you by McDonald's. Lunchtime, dinner time, your time. McDonald's all-day breakfast makes any time a good morning time. From our New York studios up in Harlem, Don Lemon, good morning.
Now I'm hungry. Not hungry. Hungry. I could use a McMuffin. Good morning. I think that was Tommy Davis that just introduced me.
That wasn't really Mike Tyson.
That wasn't Mike Tyson. So, Tom,
yeah,
I got to tell you that all the way on vacation, I heard that you and Sybil, and I'm shocked at Sybil, y'all were starting some mess about who I was on the vacation with.
This is what? How you're going to open your new segment? Okay.
I just know that I got ears everywhere.
Okay. All right. And your mother's lovely, Don.
You're good. Okay, so listen, let's talk about, did you guys watch last night? It was a great forum that we got to listen to.
A town hall.
Well, I like that. I like that particular forum better than I like the debate forum. Listen, they may not sit at the proverbial what we call kiddie table, but it sure feels like a never-ending playground fight. And keep in mind, it's all coming from adults who want to have the most adult job in the world, and that's President of the United States, leader of the free world. Donald Trump accusing Ted Cruz of cheating to win Iowa, the Iowa caucuses. He said the results should be nullified, even threatening to sue Cruz. No better on the Democratic side of the aisle. Bernie Sanders accusing Hillary Clinton of not being progressive or lefty enough. Hillary Clinton is calling Sanders a dreamer, a man with big ideas that wouldn't ever come to fruition and certainly wouldn't get him elected against a Republican. The two went at it last night in New Hampshire. It was a live town hall right on CNN. Bernie Sanders went first. Here's what he said about Hillary Clinton not being progressive enough.
I do not know any progressive who has a super PAC and takes $15 million from Wall Street. That's just not progressive. As I mentioned earlier, the key foreign policy vote of modern American history was the war in Iraq. The progressive community was pretty united in saying, don't listen to Bush, don't go to war. Secretary Clinton voted to go to war.
She gets hit on that a lot, even got a question about it last night. What Bernie Sanders is saying is that Clinton can't have it both ways, that she can't say that she is for one thing.
I don't know about that.
And then, well, go ahead. What, you want to comment from the peanut gallery? He said that she can't have it one both ways, that she can't say for one thing and then vote another way. And then when it comes to the issues like climate change and finance and trade and the Iraq war, she does another thing. But Hillary wasn't alone. Senator Sanders also took a swipe at Donald Trump on not supporting working class Americans.
The point is, if you examine his agenda, it is not an agenda for working Americans. He wants to give hundreds of billions of dollars in tax breaks to the top 0.2%. So I think, and I would love the opportunity, frankly, I'm prejudiced, I want Trump to win the Republican nomination. And I would love the opportunity to run against him. I think we would win by a lot.
He would win so much, you would get tired of winning. You know who said that. Then it was Hillary's turn, calling out Sanders for holding himself up as the gatekeeper on who is or isn't progressive, and pointing out that under his definition, not even Barack Obama would be considered a progressive. Nonetheless, Clinton says she can win over that group who is supporting Sanders the most, and that's young voters.
Here's what I want young people to know. They don't have to be for me. I'm going to be for them. It doesn't really matter. If they are not supporting me, I will be their president. I will do everything I can to give them the opportunities they deserve.
She said she won't do it with pie-in-the-sky promises that she believes have no chance of coming to fruition. Bernie Sanders is telling young people, this is very important, young people to dream without giving them a full explanation of how he's going to make those dreams come true, how he's going to pay for them. Hillary Clinton is telling young people it's still okay to dream, but as CNN contributor Bakari Sellers told me last night on my show, he's telling them to do it. She's telling them to do it with their eyes wide open, or as the young folks say these days, stay woke. dream, but stay woke while you're doing it. Somebody's got to pay for that dream.
So Bernie Sanders is saying free college education, and that's what the young voters
and healthcare.
And healthcare.
And everything. He's saying free college education, and, free healthcare, free,
and you're saying,
free a lot of things.
And you're saying, it can't be paid for, even if there's a Democratic Congress, it can't be paid for. Is that what you're
saying? I'm saying, Tom, it can't be paid for without everybody, including me, you, middle-class Americans, paying for a lot more taxes than we already pay. Now, if you want to do that, he said it's going to offset in many ways, but if you add the math, if you get the people, the fact-checkers and the math people to do the math does not work.
And I
it's
don't
great
think you
to
can,
say all of those yeah. things because it'll get you elected. But can you really pay for it? Will Congress really go for that? And the chances of having a Democratic House.
Congress at this point.
Yeah.
And
it won't be a Democratic Congress. And right. we already know the Republicans are not going to pass anything.
But you've seen what they've done the last 8 years.
Right, right. So it may get you elected, but it won't happen.
It won't happen.
And
that, no, that's what Hillary said.
You can't hate on Senator Clinton for taking the money for speeches. They just didn't offer Bernie.
Well,
you know.
I said that last night when they were. Now, listen. The thing is that she's running as a progressive, and I understand that. And if you're a progressive, you know, and saying that and having all of these ties to corporate America and to big business, okay, great, I get that. But if someone offers you, anybody who's listening, anybody who has a microphone, $675,000 for a speech, you're going to say no?
Really?
Seriously?
Would you, Sybil?
Heck to the no.
All right, then.
Right. So what?
I don't care where you were right. with Jay this week. Yeah.
That was last week. Jay is still there. He's old and he needs a rest.
As he hoverboards off into the sunset. Yes.
The man is not here to defend himself. So let's tear him up.